you know, happiness is that elusive thing that everybody is hoping to find. You know, we all want to be happy and live happy. We all want to live, you know, we all want to be happy and live a more fulfilling life. And most people base their happiness on the wrong things, because you can be happy despite your situation. You can be happy with or without money. It all depends on your attitude. So there's five steps to living a happier life. Number one is watch your thoughts. You know, your thoughts are very powerful, and they affect your attitude, which in turn affects your mood and affects your behavior. If you want to be happy, start thinking positively. You know, negative thoughts crawl in our heads. If you're anything like me, they crawl in your heads almost every day. But, you know, you just don't give them the space. You know, once a negative mind or once a negative thought comes to mind, just get rid of it by reminding yourself that, yeah, you can be happy. You know, practicing this each day is one way to living a happier and healthier life. I forget where I learned. I heard this on the podcast recently. Somebody said they were training themselves. I want to say, was it David Meltzer or somebody? Whenever they had a negative thought come in, they said, stop. They literally would say, stop. And what that does is it trains the mind to not dwell on negative thoughts. So once you're like thinking about, oh crap, man, my money's low, stop. I'm not good enough for this job, stop. She'll never like me, stop. You know what I'm saying? Once you have those, you know, thoughts come into your head, he says, stop. Number two, practice forgiveness. A lack of forgiveness and looking for revenge. I heard this at church one time, and it stood out. The pastor was like, you know, lack of forgiveness is like looking for revenge. It's like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. And I remember hearing that. I was like, wow, that's pretty deep, you know, forgiveness. So it's like looking for revenge is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. So when you hold on to that anger and grudges, you hurt yourself even more. And anger leads to health problems like ulcers, obesity, anxiety, depression. You know, depression is anger turned inwards. And so you got to practice forgiveness. Let go. Do like Elsa. Let that shit go. Number three is learn to relax. You know, take time, enjoy the little things in life, work on reducing stress in your life, whether it's work hours or commitments or any other situation. And this is key for me to learn to relax. So I'm sure you've heard me talk about meditation and flotation therapy, sensory deprivation tanks and all that stuff. Those are great ways to relax. And another thing, I jam out to Perpetual Groove. It's one of my favorite. It is my favorite band, but I jam out to them like a lot, and it's kind of a way that I relax. You know what I mean? So we have watch your thoughts, practice forgiveness, learn to relax, and the number fourth step to living a happier life is gratitude. I've been practicing a lot of gratitude practices and techniques in my meditation. And instead of complaining about what I don't have or whatever, you know, I'm thankful for everything that I do have. And it's not just like, yes, I'm thankful for, you know, a place to live, you know, car to drive. I'm grateful for, you know, clean water, running water. You know, there's somebody dying in a hospital bed, and I don't take that for granted. You know, there's somebody right now who doesn't have the ability to smell the roses, taste a pepperoni pizza. They don't have the ability to, you know, hug their daughter, hug their son. And once you practice gratitude, it's the best secret to living a happier life. It really is. Yeah, it really is. You know, there's kids, man, I don't want to get into it, but yeah, I mean, there's kids overseas, there's kids in our own country, but there's kids all over the world, you know, being sold into sex slavery. And the fact that my girls are sleeping on the couch right beside me, healthy as can be, I don't take that shit for granted. You know what I mean? I'm full of gratitude. And it, man, if you're not, I really, this is the, man, you have to be grateful. Practice that gratitude. And the last step is to take care of yourself. Eat well, exercise regularly. Your body will appreciate a good diet and regular exercise. And it won't only, it'll keep you healthy, but, you know, it also keep your mind relaxed. You know, sleep obviously is good for your mental and physical health as well. So just taking care of yourself, you're going to feel better. And in turn, you're going to be happier. You know, I've had some storms in the past, but now I've I'm happy. I'm content. And it's all because of these five things. And these five steps have been talked about on the Jones Zone podcast with a ton of different people that Chris and I look up to, and they're all telling us the same thing. So there's got to be a pattern, right? So I'm telling you guys, this five-step process is going to lead you to living a happier life. And I'm excited for you. You know what I mean? So that's it for this episode. Practice those five steps. Leave a comment. What are you grateful for? I want to know. What are you grateful for? And watch your thoughts. Practice forgiveness. Relax. Gratitude. And take care of yourself. All right, this is Brian Jones. Till next time, see you.